4,000 people came out to party on Torch Lake over July 4th. The sandbar on the lake has become a prime party spot in northern Michigan. But many neighbors on the lake are upset about the trash, the trespassing, and the noise. State Representative Tristan Cole put together a roundtable on the issue last week, and he joins us by phone right now to talk about it. Representative Cole, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Do these people who've been partying on Torch Lake have a fundamental right to party?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is a public body of water, and, you know, people have the right to have a great time and enjoy places like the sandbar on Torch Lake.
So what kind of solution might there be short of shutting down the party?
Well, shutting down the party is not really an option. You know, a lot of it comes down to helping law enforcement enforce current and existing state law. You know, minors in possession, you know, drug use, that kind of thing. And it really boils down to the almighty dollar and making sure that the law enforcement agencies involved, the state police, the DNR, and the county sheriffs, have the funds and manpower available to get out there and enforce things. One of the ideas that was talked about is being able to increase the amount of the dollar amount of the fines that could be assessed for some of that illegal activity.
I want to shift the conversation to talk about the road funding debate at the state capitol.
Sure.
And people are impatient. They want to see lawmakers reach some kind of deal to pay for road repairs. You co-sponsored a bill that would have eliminated a tax credit for working families to help pay for road repairs. That doesn't seem to be going anywhere right now. Where else would you like to cut?
Well, you know, in response to the cutting the EITC, the Michigan aspect, it's very important that folks understand this was the Michigan EITC, not the federal EITC. And I believe it averaged to roughly $143 per recipient of that. And my logical reasoning was that by putting those dollars into roads, it would actually save families, working families, more money because it potentially would save on their car repairs. Car repairs are much more expensive than $143.
The state Senate passed a plan that would have raised the gas tax, among some other measures, to pay for roads. You didn't support, you came out against that. Is there any tax increase that you would vote for?
You know, again, it comes back to putting a burden on our families here in Michigan. You know, I've still of the mindset that we can find most of the money within, you know, families here. My family, I have to live within my means, and the government is expected to live within its means as well. You know, I did vote on diesel parity, which can be called a tax increase, where, you know, diesel tax, Michigan tax is 15 cents currently on diesel in Michigan, and gasoline is 19 cents, and I voted to take diesel up to 19 cents. So that was an increase that I did support. You know, so we're looking at other things such as registration, but overall, you know, I'm not looking at an increase as an option on my table overall.
We mentioned the state side of the EITC. Are there areas that you would like to see funds shifted from to pay for roads?
Well, you know, going back to the original plan passed by the House, I think the most exciting aspect of it, the part that grabbed the future revenue increases coming into the state through taxes collected overall and directing that into infrastructure. So basically that would freeze the growth in government and direct that additional revenue right into roads and bridges. And that's something that I heard loud and clear while I was campaigning over the last few years. And, you know, they said, look, freeze the size of government and, you know, limit government and better use the funds that we have for our constitutionally required areas such as infrastructure.
Would that be enough money, though, to pay for the, you know, close to $1 billion a year that a lot of people are asking for roads?
Well, you know, we would get there. You know, the House plan raised, I believe it was close to $1.2 billion. And so, yes, I believe we can get there with that. One of the issues that we've got to remember is if we tie our infrastructure to a fuel tax, a gas tax, that's a declining revenue source. And so we need to look at alternative ways to fund our infrastructure as we see more and more alternative fuel vehicles on our roadways and fuel mileage increases.
Tristan Cole represents Michigan's 105th district in the State House. Thanks for coming on.
Sure, anytime. Call if you've got an issue, a topic. Love to come on and chat.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News.